North America is home to more than 10,000 varieties of mushrooms, and more than 2,000 types are found in Missouri, where morels, popping up in the springtime, marks the beginning of the mushroom season. But in the fall, a variety of wild edible mushrooms start to appear beginning in late September. KCUR's Julie Deneche takes us on a hunt to find them.
The air is cool beneath a canopy of trees on Hidden Valley Park Trail, a four-mile dirt track in North Kansas City. Alex Daniel and Sydney Ross are on the hunt for wild mushrooms.
This is a really good tall tree to look at. It's half dead, which is premium habitat for fall mushrooms. Should we poke around, or what do you think?
Let's do it. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Daniel and Ross are native landscape specialists with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Daniel says mushrooms need moisture, and lately we haven't had enough rain.
Ooh! Okay. Well, here's some beautiful. They could be turkey tails or false turkey tails. These are really common mushrooms you can find even when it's really dry.
Daniel is vice president of the Kansas City chapter of the Missouri Mycological Society. And for the past decade, she's been combing the forest floors for edible mushrooms.
This time of year, we're looking for our fall mushrooms. And a lot of those are going to be found at the base of dead or dying hardwood trees. And the reason that we've come here to Hidden Valley is because this is a really nicely preserved forest in Kansas City that has a lot of really mature hardwood trees and a nice mix, a nice biodiversity.
Daniel says cooler temperatures bring out interesting edible varieties like puffballs, lion's mane, oysters, and chicken of the woods.
A lot of the mushrooms at this time of year are bright white or orange. So you're kind of looking for flashes of white and orange.
As an experienced hunter, Daniel keeps track of the best spots on her phone.
So on my map here, I got a chicken of the woods, I think, and some oysters. So we're gonna make our way towards those, and I think we're gonna go down the yellow trail.
Daniel says experienced and new hunters alike should always be positive they have a safe edible mushroom, and it should always be cooked thoroughly before eating it. Learning how to hunt safely takes time.
Oh, I can see some mushrooms down there.
What?
Sydney Ross has been hunting mushrooms for a couple years now, but she still likes to hike with more experienced foragers.
So I'm more of a novice mushroom hunter myself, and so what I try to do is, well, one, pay attention to the weather. You know, if it's really dry out, then you probably won't find a whole lot.
Right, go after rain.
But then also, you really want to use your, well, I was going to say use your senses, but mostly sight. So you want to be looking down, kind of scanning up.
Snail shell. Thought it was a mushroom.
For Ross, mushroom hunting is not just about finding mushrooms, it's about getting outside and experiencing nature.
It's fun when you're hiking in the woods and the only sound you can hear are birds and acorns falling.
And Ross says, foraging has taught her to be a better steward of our natural spaces.
This land is all of ours to share. That's not just about people. So make sure you don't damage habitat. Take only what you need and leave the rest for someone else or for wildlife. Yeah. And have fun. Have fun.
Fall mushroom season runs through mid-December. So Ross and Daniel say they'll be hitting the trails again once we get a little more rain. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deneche.